Hey, sweetie. How are you? Did you have a good night? What have you been up to? Watching sports, I see. So exciting as always, I'm sure, watching grown men throwing a ball around. But wait a minute. I know you love Monday Night Football, but I didn't think it was that exciting. You know what I mean. I see the tent in your pants. Did you get that from watching Tom Brady? I mean, it's totally cool if you did. That might even be kind of hot. But I somehow don't think that's the case. No? Not for Tom Brady? Maybe for the cheerleaders, then. No? Who caused that, then? Me? Oh my, why would thinking about me cause that? Oh my goodness, you are throbbing. You like when I rub it over your jeans? Yeah? Want me to keep doing that? Oh, you want me to take it out and stroke it? I suppose I could do that. I love when you get hard for me. Is all this because you know what I've been doing tonight? Yeah? While you've been sitting here watching football, your wife has been out at the club being a tight end. Or maybe a wide receiver. Do you like my dress? Sorry you didn't get a chance to see me in it before I left. I know this little red dress is your favorite. Probably because it's so skimpy and slutty. You like it when I'm slutty, don't you? Do you want to hear about how slutty I've been tonight? Yeah? Well, I'll give you a hint. This isn't the first cock I've had in my hand this evening. Oh, I felt a twitch. You like that, huh? I know you do. So you want me to tell you all about tonight while I keep stroking you? Alright. I got to the club at about 8 and went to the bar to order a drink. The bartender was cute, and I thought he would do just fine. So we flirted for a bit, but it got busy, so he did too. Fortunately, by then, a few other guys had come up for drinks and were chatting me up. So I had some more options. There was one guy who caught my eye more than any of the others. And I don't want this to go to your head, mister, but it was because he reminded me of you. Oh, another little twitch. You like that? See, I told you you're always my favorite. Oh, really? Just because you're my favorite, you think I should suck your cock while I tell you this story? Well, I suppose. I know you've been sitting here throbbing all night, saving this hard-on just for me. And I can feel how full your balls are with cum. I'm impressed you were able to hold it in. Last week you couldn't wait and you jerked off before I got home. But I suppose that was partly my fault since I did send you that pic of me sucking those two cocks. Anyway, I talked with this guy for a few minutes. He might have told me his name, but I don't remember it. I wasn't interested in his name after all. We chatted and then I leaned over and whispered into his ear. I said, you seem like a super nice guy, but I'm not here for conversation. What I really want is for you to fuck me. Oh, your cock likes that, doesn't it? Of course. He said yes. Would you pass up an offer like that? Would you pass up these nice firm breasts? Or this tight ass? No, he didn't either. Even if he was thinking about saying no, I let him feel out my dress, and he discovered I had no panties on. So, he slipped a finger right inside my pussy, which was already dripping wet. That sealed the deal. He was hooked after that. We walked down the corridor, and he led me into the men's room. There were a couple guys in there, but they weren't about to say anything. They were probably jealous. We entered the stall at the far end, farthest from anyone. Although I'm sure the people coming and going could tell exactly what was going on. The guy started to kiss me so hard. Like he hadn't kissed anyone in years. And suddenly, he was filling me up, grabbing my tits, groping my ass. Then he hiked up my dress around my waist. My bare pussy was on full display. I felt like such a dirty fucking whore. Oh, your cock likes that. You love that your wife is such a dirty little slut, don't you, baby? I know you love it when I open my legs for other men, or get on my knees for them. Fuck, I love doing this. I think I was born to suck cock. Oh, you want to know if I sucked his cock? Of course I did. What kind of slut do you think I am? We kept making out and he finger fucked my hot, wet little cunt. And I got so worked up that I went right to my knees. He didn't waste any time pulling his cock out, and it was already hard. It was a nice one, too. A great length and nice and thick. I started working the head, licking a slit, just like this. And then I got really into it. You know how I get. It's like I'm possessed. He wrapped his fingers around my hair and started thrusting into my mouth, fucking my throat, using it like it was a pussy. Soon I was gagging on it, taking every inch of that gorgeous cock down my whore throat. Just like this. couldn't take anymore. He grunted, stand up and turn around. I was very happy to oblige. I stood up, put my hands on the wall of the stall, and pushed my ass out. He gave it a few good smacks. It was appropriate to give me a good spanking, I suppose, since I was being such a nasty little skank bitch for him. Then he lowered his hand to start fingering my cunt. Oh my god, it was so fucking wet. I could hear the squelching sounds as he fingered me. I couldn't take it anymore. I handed him a condom from my purse and said, put this on, I need you to fuck me. And the words were barely out of my mouth before I could hear him slide on the rubber and then feel his cock pressing against my needy little fuckhole. He didn't tease me or go slowly, he just shoved his big hard cock up inside me and started drilling. I was gasping and moaning. Oh my fucking god, it felt so good. He started spanking me some more as he pounded into me, calling me filthy names, telling me what a nasty little slut I was. I loved it so much. You know how much I love being a slut, especially knowing that I'm being one for you, knowing that I'm going to come home and tell you all about it. Fuck, you really love it when I do this too, don't you? I can feel your balls churning. You're not going to last much longer. That's okay. You didn't last long either. I'll tell you that. You drilled into me so hard and so fast, I could feel his cock throbbing and twitching inside my cunt. And I knew that he was going to come soon. I told him to tell me when he was ready, and after another minute of hammering into me, he told me he was about to burst. I told him to pull out, and I turned around and got on my knees. I pulled the condom off his dick, and he jerked the last few thrusts with his hand and sprayed a huge, hot, thick load all over my face. Oh my god, sweetie, there was so much. He coated me. I did just as you asked. I didn't clean it up. I thanked him for the good time and then got up and walked out of the restroom with that stranger's cum still all over my face. I walked back through the club like that too. The place is a lot busier then, and it's well lit, so I'm sure anyone who looked at me could see exactly what I looked like. They could see just what a nasty fucking cum dump your wife is. Walking through the club with a total stranger's hot load all over her slutty face. Oh yeah, you love that, don't you? Do you want to cover my face too? Do you want to shoot your thick, warm fucking load all over your wife's whore face? Do you want to cover me just like that guy did tonight? Just like that guy I'd never seen before and will never see again, but I still sucked his cock and let him fuck my needy cunt. Yes, yes, give it to me. Give me that gum. I want it so bad. I need it, yes. Fucking need it. You know I want to get... You know you want to give it to me. You know I earned it. I've been such a good slut for you. Mo is such a good slut. Such a good cocksucker. Do it, baby. Come all over my face just like he did. You know I'm your little fucking cum dumpster. Yes. Yes. Come all over your whore wife's face. Yes. Oh my god, yes. I love it. Keep pumping. Get every last drop on me. Fuck. 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 Yes. That's it. Wow. You really needed that, didn't you? I'm glad I could help. And I'm so glad you like hearing all about my slutty adventures. What's that? You don't want me to clean up? You want me to leave your load on my face for a while? I could do that. It's a good reminder of my place as your little cum slut. Thank you for your load, baby. And be honest, wasn't this a lot better than football?